Okay, I guess we'll start. Hi, Mark.
How are you, Rebbe?
Okay, the second dish was having Murray out of the result. This is the second dish was Daniel Shane Abbas Yeshua Falk. Okay, so tonight's shiur, last week we spoke about the concept of Chazaras Hashatz. And the idea that the shatz is motzi, people who can't daven on their own. But yet, even if we have a minyan where everyone is able to daven, we still have a chazar shatz because it was a takana that was made. So, and the Rambam in the Tshuva compares it to the Kiddush and Shul. That the original Kiddush and Shul, as we say, was originally for the guests. And guests means that those are travelers, and they would sleep in the shul, and they would eat in the shul. So they needed to make Kiddush. They needed to make Kiddush in the shul. But yet, Rambam says that even if a shul like we have today, where no one's eating in the shul, everyone's coming going home after that, and even the guests are coming either to your house, to someone's house, not sleeping in the shul, yet we still have it. Rama says we still should make Kiddush and Shul because it's sort of like a takana. So even though the reason no longer applies, the takana still exists. So let's take a look at that and what the gather of the takana is. Why not?
What people did in the old days, people didn't invite, like, if someone doesn't have a place for Shabbos meal, people just say, you stay in shul, eat by yourself, you know, rather than invite them over their house.
I mean, what did they do in the Talmudic era? I don't know what the houses were, what they came
to. Maybe the shuls were also a place where a visitor, meaning like the shul had, was
accepted. Yeah, and I don't know what type of
lodging
capabilities the people had. I mean, you've seen the homes of Barcelona and
space to have another seating table for the guests.
Well, what about a bed and a thing?
You don't need a bed.
Kiddush
right?
I understand, but they need to, after the meal, there's some place to stay. Yeah. I guess it was a different culture than what we have today.
I think it was like the elevated area, and it wasn't in the sanctuary.
Okay, you're just asking, you don't understand, based on societal norms of today, who would leave somebody in the shul and alone? I mean, of course, you would invite them over, but I guess it was a different situation. Different.
I don't know, but Knesset Arkham was in midst of back then too, I think, right?
Yes, yeah, so you're saying, what was the concept? I don't know, maybe. You know, the Maharil says in those days it was a house was just one big room. Yeah, it was one big room. It wasn't like many rooms until those. The family was all together. But people coming from the outside, I don't know if they would, fit into the family all sleeping together. You know, maybe it had some partitions, but I don't know how.
Accommodating
or how it would work in those days. It's like today, you have your room, it wasn't clear what they had and how practical that was. But I don't know. I mean, that would be interesting to do a historical study of, so someone could, maybe someone did it already, some type of historical study of how these are practical. But let's see the Gemara. Osam b'nei adam shekidshu b'beis haknesses. So people make kiddush and shul, Page one. Shalom. Amma Rav Yideyayin Lo Yotsu. So they're not Yotze, the bracha of Yayin. Rashbam Shemishlam Yayin Bevesim Lishtos Chayom Levarach Borger Govin. As the Yayin that was made in school, so it's not going to pat the Yayin that they can have at home. But they Kiddush Yotze. But they Yotze Kiddush. Even though they're going to eat at home, they Yotze Kiddush. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, Avi the Kiddush Lo Yotze. Because we're going to see, but Shmuel holds in Kiddush Allah and Makam Suda. So, hello, Rav, Lamalay, the Kedusha, Bebeise. So, according to Rav, you don't say the Kiddush in Shul. So, why do you make Kiddush at home? So, the Gemara says, Kedel Hotzi, Bonov of Bnei Beso. Because the Bonov of Bnei Beso weren't necessarily in Shul. Shmuel, Lamalay, the Kedusha, Bebekedishta, Bafuki, Orchim, Bide Chavosom. The Ochlu, the Shosu, the Gonu, the Bekinishta, that the Orchim ate and drank and slept in the Beis Knesses. Fazna Shmuel, the Tamei, the Omer Shmuel, Kiddush Ella, the Mokum Suda. The Shmuel holds a Kiddush Mokum Suda. So that's what you eat. So the simple shot in the Gemara is that only if there are Orchim there would you make. But if you don't have Orchim there, then you wouldn't make Kiddush in Shul. Spent in Brookline. So he was Rav Naftali, who's now the Rebbe, who was the son of the previous Rebbe. He was a Moel. So I said, well, learning Rebbe Lezer the Mila, so maybe you'll come and give us a shir in Yadi Mila. And they said, and could you come and give us a shir? And because I'm going away, to give the Daf Yomi in my shul. So I would go every night and give the Daf Yomi in the boss of the Rebbe shul. And then it was interesting. One of the things that I recall from that experience was that the Boston Rebbe had places in the shul for people to stay. A friend of mine had a brother who since passed away, who had a brother who was in the children's hospital there, and his parents were spending time there, and the Boston Rebbe would have lodging accommodations for them in the shul.
Project
Rofe, I think. Yeah, right. So that was, I remember from those times of his, in the Boston Rebbe Shul, that he had in his shul, he had, you know, opportunity for people to, usually family members of people who were in the hospital there.
Did he ever attend that
memory share? The Rebbe? No, so the Rebbe itself was usually when I was there, the old Rebbe, he was in Eretz Yisrael usually when I was there. And the other Rebbe, who now is the Rebbe, he asked me to give the share because he was going away. So it didn't necessarily work out. But I attended his share when he came to us. They gave a share on Mila. This goes back a long time ago. So that's the story. So you don't see anywhere in the Gemara that if you don't have Orchim, that you should still make Kiddush. See, the Gemara in Brachas on page 3, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, says, Amalei Ravina Ravi Hilchas Amai, Ki Kiddush Ma Kiddush Afogav Dim Kaddish Mitzlos Mi Kaddish Akatsa. It just, you make Kiddush in Davening, you should make Kiddush on the coast. Afavdol Anam Mi Afogav Dim Avdol Mitzlos Mi Avdol Akatsa. So there's an Indian of making Kiddush on the coast. But again, doesn't say in the Gemara that you're going to make it if there's no one having the Suda there, because we pass him like Shmuel, that ain't Kiddush Shalom Lomachim Suda. So let's look now at the Gemara in Tainis and Chav Dal and Amar Aleph. Let's see what we see from this Gemara. Gemara says, Rebbe Gozar Tanisa. So Rebbe proclaimed the Tainis. There was no rain. So they needed a Tainis that they should have rain. So Rebbe Gozar Tanisa V'lo Osa Mitra. But rain didn't come. Nochas Kamei Ilfa. So Ilfa came. V'amrila Rebbe Ilfa came. Omar Mashiv Haruach. So he said Mashiv Haruach. V'noshav Zika. And it started blowing, the wind. Morid HaGoshem. He said Morid HaGoshem. V'asi Mitra. So he seemed to have the magic touch. Rabbi asked him, "What do you do? What's your profession?" Amale Dayarana Bikusta Dechika. So he said, "Rashi, Bekfar Dochav, I live in a village that poor people, Sheishbo Anias Biose. The Leis Bechamra. And the people don't even have wine. The Kiddush Vavdalta. And they don't even have wine for Kiddush and Havdalah. The Tarachna Vasina Chamra Le Kiddush Vavdalta. So I make sure that there's wine for Kiddush and Havdalah. And then motzi them their chova. And that's chus. When I daven, Hashem listens. So that's what he's saying. So,
because he provides for them.
Well. So what's the situation? It's not mashma that he gives them. It's mashma that he makes kiddush for them. But it's not mashma that they come to his house either. Right? Mm-hmm. So he's making kiddush for them, and he's motzi them. But how are they yotze? But apparently that was his. He considers that, you know, this chus, that's why he's, but he davens and rains. It says that Mafiktel Hu Yidei Chomashai is the eye, and he makes kiddush for them. He's most of. He could have just said, I give out wine. So I give wine. They come Thursday night to shul. I'll give bottles of wine to anyone who needs wine. He doesn't say that. He says he makes kiddush for them. And that's his chus. So we have to understand, but what about Ein Kiddush B'Mokom Suda?
It sounds like that didn't have any suda at all.
I mean, they were so poor they didn't have any suda.
It just gave them Kiddush. I don't know. What about food?
Maybe food they had. They didn't have wine. Maybe wine is more expensive.
Then they can make Kiddush on Lechem.
What?
They can make Kiddush on Lechem.
They can make Kiddush on Lechem.
Well, if he makes Kiddush for them and then he eats some food, are they being Yotze that? Kiddush b'makom suda?
If not, if they're not eating there. If they're not eating there, then what is he being Motzi?
Well, no, but I mean, like Kiddush itself, when you make Kiddush for someone else, they don't necessarily drink the wine that you're drinking, but they are still Yotze. So maybe in the same, the Suda could also be included with that in a similar way.
He says he's making Kiddush for the people. He's making Kiddush for the people.
Right, but he's making Kiddush for the people, but
simple pshat is he makes Kiddush for the people in shul.
No, but then he eats some crackers. He makes a bezonos and eats some crackers in shul and makes an alamichia, and there yotze that Kiddush, because that Kiddush was done by makom suda, even though it wasn't their suda, but it wasn't their yayin either.
You're saying they ate, I don't know. It's hard to say that they ate crackers. It's hard to say they ate anything.
Well, I mean, he had enough Kiddush for himself. He had a bottle of wine for himself.
Who's told what?
He had a bottle of wine for himself, Rebbe.
Who?
Reb Alfi.
Yeah, I know.
So what do you have to bring more wine for? Just be mighty everybody with his own Kiddush.
He's coming out for himself, and now he's making for everyone else.
So what's the big mitzvah?
These people who otherwise wouldn't have been Yotze Kiddush, he's making Kiddush for them.
But what's the Tarachna Vasina Chamna? It seems like he donated more wine. Why do you have to donate wine for? Just make Kiddush for them.
But he says that he was Motzi them.
Then what's the tircha?
To get the wine.
One cup of wine? But he needed it for himself.
No, wine for himself, maybe he had.
So my kid,
so wine that he had, he kept at home. But what about the other people who don't have wine? So he made Kiddush for them. He made Kiddush and shul for them, the simple shop.
Okay.
Even though they weren't eating a shul.
I used to go to a shul in New Brunswick, New Jersey, where they would have Kiddush Friday night, and then everybody would have some crackers afterwards. And it was called Polalate Tzedek, and unfortunately, I think it burned down in New Brunswick, but they would... they would eat crackers. It was a lot of elderly Russians in the shul, I remember. But that was what they did there. And I assume people had their own sudas afterwards and probably made Kiddush again afterwards.
You say you were in a shul where they gave out crackers Friday night.
Yeah. Right.
Side of it that they ate. Yeah. So let's take a look for a second. Again, on page 20, the true Mishkanos Yaakov. Mishkanos, you always talk about, he was the one of the most famous Chubas that he came against the Arabs in big cities. That was his thing. There was a focus between him and the Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim matted the Arabs in big cities, and Mishkanos Yaakov asked him. I told you. Laser Katzman, when Rav Cook Rav Kook was a machmer. He wasn't necessarily paint an image of him with an image of him, but he was. I said a lot of times I think Rav Kook was more machmer than Rav Moshe. You know, so he's not making errors. Oh, so let's see the Mishkan Yaakov. Kedin Masha Nogush Hashat.
Harlim was a not a Hasidish city in those days. The Hasidim tend to be more lenient about
at least this place, right? Yeah, but I'm not talking about Harlim. I'm talking about.
He was Yaakov, based in the Harlim.
Oh, yeah. In other words, he asked the area in the big cities.
Yeah, it's just the character.
It's an interesting point you're making. I mean, you'd have to look whether Mishkan of Yaakov was alive, who were his clientele in Karlin. I was just speaking with somebody, Rabbi Yaakov Kaufman, about who, when the Gaon was alive, who was the Morad Asher in Vilna, and what was his shita on Zmanim? Because the Gaon wasn't the Morad Asher of Vilna. He was his own private. He had his klois, as his own klois, but he wasn't the. My friend Rabbi Yaakov Hapman said to me, "Pashtus is the people in Europe were keeping later." So I said, so it would come out that they were being Michal Shabbos according to the Gaon Shita, the people in the general community in Zonda. That was what I was wondering. Because he thought that the people were doing, you know, Malachef according to what would be the Gaon Shia. So
that's well known, right? Like, wasn't there some sort of harama some sort of shara in the 1950s?
1950s, yes. You know, but I'm talking about
an agreement not to do.
But that was in the 1950s. But I wanted. But before that,
people didn't walk after Shkia.
Right.
What we were talking about earlier today in terms of not Nineveh.
Yeah.
Doesn't Breuer sometimes stop in after Shkia?
So Breuer's, I think, is like this. The void of Breuer's is where Breuer felt, this is what I think I heard, that if daven mincha after Shkia, so then the time they get to daven Maariv, it could be Yotzishma. Because he's afraid that people would repeat Kriya Shema. So better daven mincha after Shkia and have at Maariv afterwards will be this mind of Kriya Shema, and then the daven before Shkia, and then when the Maariv is going to be before this man. So he had a shekel. I think it's a good shekel.
But is it a problem to say mincha chol when it's already maybe Shabbos?
Where? What do you mean mincha chol?
Meaning I thought this was Shabbos that because if you did that on Friday it could be a problem.
Yeah,
no,
I mean Shabbos anytime. So let's take a look now at the Mishkan of Yaakov. He wants to know, but did Masha Noguash Hashatz Makadish Mabiz Knesses? Is there any source in Shat? In the Rambam we saw last week, the Rambam said in the Tshuva that we have Chazaras Hashatz even if everyone's a Baki, just like we make Kiddush and Shul, even though no one's eating in the Shul. But is there any source in the Gemara for this practice of making Kiddush and Shul? That's what the Mishkan of Yaakov is wanted to discuss. So he says, "Hinei Isa bebrachas shili perik ein omdin." Good. I'm avdil b'tfil ma'ashu yavdil al chos. I'm a levino rav and hilchas ma'ayam aleki kiddush. Ha kiddush avagav Mekadosh Mishlos, Mekadosh Akasa, Avdol and Ami. Mekor my raya be Kiddush. He's making a raya from Kiddush to Havdol. But just like by Kiddush, we daven, but we also have our chos, so to Havdol. So what's the connection? The old one we should be Kiddush Bach Masuda. Maybe the reason why we make Kiddush on the coast is because Kiddush has a din of Makom Suda. Havdalah doesn't have a din of Makom Suda. So maybe we shouldn't need to call all of us. Okay, Elavada, by the fact that the Gemara equates the two, that you make Kiddush on the coast even though you daven, okay, Elavada, Takonic Fur. So he says from that Gemara, maybe you see that we're comparing Kiddush and Havdalah, that you only has need all close, even though one could say that Kiddush is different because it's Mokum Suda and Havdalah is not Mokum Suda, yet we equate the two. So there must be a din of making Kiddush even if you're not going to have the Suda. So he said, maybe there's a stratum din of kos midoraisa. He's saying, and the concept of moksud is only din rabbanim, but on a doraisa level, you have to have you also have to have a kos. So he says that's one thing he says. But then he says, look at the Gemara Tainus, which we just learned. Tainus, Tavdalin, Gabi Rufa, the Daira Mikusta, the Chika. He lives in a small village with poor people. So he asks, right? How would they yotze? And the Gemara is praising him very much that he did that. So it must be that the Kiddush B'Makom Suda is only a din d'rabbanan, but there's still an Indian of Kiddush midoraisa and with wine. And then you don't say even Shalom B'Makom Suda. So you accomplish something. If you make Kiddush for people, even if they're not going to have a Suda. So that's what the Gemara says. It compares Havdalah to Kiddush. But the Din B'Makom Suda is only Din D'Rabbanan, and therefore, at least he was helping people yotze a mitzvah d'oraisa. So he's going to make Kiddush in the shul. Everyone's going to listen, and they're not going to eat. But they accomplished something. Is that parish or Yushalmi Shem of Dil and Sheikhav in Kachim? What do you say?
In the first Gemara, they mentioned Yatza Allah Yayin. Can you elaborate on that? Like, how do you, when you come home?
Well, the first opinion says that you. So Bir de kiriş yatsın. Şul amar hadine kiriş o yatsın.
So the question, he
says, you're not Yotzei on Yotzei.
I'm saying, how do you, you know, so they make Kiddush their Yotzei.
So they make Kiddush at Shul. So Shmuel's Rav says, so you don't have to make Kiddush again at home. Now, why do people make it again? Because maybe the wife didn't hear Kiddush or whatever. So basically, he's saying an idea here. Mishkanos Yaakov, that Kiddush B'Mokom Sud is only a Din Rabbanan, and you can still be Yotzei Adaraisa with Kiddush, even though there's no Sudah. That's what he accomplished.
The opinion that it's Yotzei B'nai Bayit Matrachim, according to that, we don't have a Raya that.
All right, in other words, according to what the Gemara says, the Rav, Lamele the Kedusha Bebesi.
Right, it will, because he doesn't hold Kiddush from the folks.
Right, so then, so why is he making Kiddush again? He's making Kiddush again, not for himself. Was for himself, he was Yotzei.
So what is he adding here?
So the question is, why is he making Kiddush again at home?
To be Motzi the
B'nai. Yeah, family members.
But what is the Mishnah Yaakov adding here? Why does he add it? Why doesn't he just say, I'm not going to have that one in the Mishnah Yaakov? Why does he add the Gam Motzi B'nai Bayit Mikashim Akarita for Bayit Bayit?
Let's see again. One second.
This is not
being. Let's see. He says
that would be according to Rav. Isn't he mixing Shmuel and Rav
there? He's assuming you need Kiddush Mokom Sud.
Yeah.
So what? You need Kiddush Mokom Sud. So then, what are you accomplishing with the Kiddush and Shul if no one's eating there? He says you still accomplish the din daraisa because of the miyotze kiddush still din daraisa to miyotze kiddush even if it's not.
So he's using Rav's extra.
No, but Shmuel holds.
But he could say that. Even Shmuel would say you can go home and do it.
According to Shmuel, you need Kiddush Mokom Sud, but it's only Midrabanan.
Right.
So the key people are not going to be able to have Kiddush at home. At least they'll be Yotzei Adaraisa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, according to Shmuel.
Yes. What's he adding here? The Gam, what's he adding?
The Gam here, where is the line? The Gam, yeah.
He's got
his
food.
So that's what
that's why
he's making to Yotzei the Drabbanon.
So what's he adding here?
And then what about the people who weren't in shul?
So they have to.
Yeah.
He's mixing here. He doesn't need this. He's trying to prove that it's Drabbanon.
No, when you say like this, you make Kiddush.
In shul,
and then even though
the will work the rice.
So you did something, even if your kid welcome soon.
Yeah.
So then, what are you doing it at home for?
Because
so they did the rabbanon, and the people who didn't come to shul. The children, the wife,
right. That would be on the rice for them.
Yeah.
Yes. No, the first one is the rabbanon.
He'd get both, yeah. Like,
yeah.
You
get the Rabbanan for the Mokom Sudah.
And then he says, that's Pshat in the Gemara Tainus. In the Gemara Tainus, he says, Ilfi made a Shul Kiddush. What did he accomplish? So he says he accomplished this thing. That even though no one was eating in the Shul, and they didn't have any wine to take home, at least they were yotzei of their ice. So it must be like what we said. Where are you reading?
And sticks behind the down in the Hirgakine. Can I go to Kadashikasa?
Take him.
Elvadai.
Meaning it's halacha.
Okay,
doesn't mean right. Is that perish how you shall me? That's Pshan Yishalmi Sha'omar Magdilin al Sheikhar. You can make Abdullah on beer. The Ing Mikachin al Sheikhar. You can make Kiddush Friday night on the beer. Nagina Taman, the Malkam Shinayan, Shatz Yorid, Alma Dohotzi, the Kiddush Yain, Avi Aminid, Lomshim Urchil Vad, the Gemara, Lomar Lishmol Alma Kiddushi, had a Malkam Shinayan Motsoi, the Omri de Yain Loyotso, on Korcha Sheshlam Yain Vesa. So that's what he's saying. That's that they were the Kiddush Malkam Suda is only a Dinder Rabbanan. So there is some element of a Daraisa that you could be Yosei to the people who are not going to make Kiddush at home every Yayin. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to listen to Kiddush and Shul. They won't eat the meal. So he says, so he thinks that could be a source in the Gemara for this idea. Meaning, because we have Yayin at home. Now, there's another interesting thing that we showed him that I want to show you. And it's a different Rishonim. Let's look at the Sefer HaMichkam. Page 12. It says the same for Michtam. He came in the title of the Shmuel. He passed like Shmuel. The Hukba Kiddush makes Knesses, but Sarah Hafuki Archim Yede Fabasset. And now Nami Hashtafil comes to Lake Orchim, even if there's no Orchim. Yeshlan will Kaddish. Shami Minaka for commentary showing. Says certain things they made a takana, we keep it. It's for people who came late and is gonna. So we figured that we'll make Baruch Hashem l'olam, and the people who come late could skip it, and therefore, this way, for the time that the tzibur is leaving, they'll leave with them. It'll stall the davening a little bit. Avol Bishaniru Hefsek Begulot Tfilah came to the Kuru Rishonim Al Dover, since they made it to kind of for a reason. Avol Bishabotel Hadover, the reason is not there. Hatakana lo zozim in koma. That the takana remains. And Chaim Bekiddush Bebeis Knesses. And since Kiddush Bebeis Knesses is is another reason. But then he says, "Vegam ki yesh b'zeh pirsum gadol ekidush Hashem v'hodol l'shmo yisbrach l'vacho v'makelus." See, v'makelus bracho l'kim. There's this special idea of doing kiddush publicly. It's a public kiddush that you're making a public proclamation that you believe in God and His creation of the world, and so that was an idea that of kiddush beis knesses. You see, machlos bracha elokim. He says, you know what it's like? They have the farsem hanes. He says it's a special persume nisa. So the same thing by kiddush. So by persume nisa, we make kiddush. We make you light Hanukkah lift at home. We also light the shul. There's a special persume nisa. So too, when you make kiddush at shul, that's like a special persume nisa that Hashem created the world. Irrespective of whether the guests, no guests, it's an inyan of the same inyan that there is by I have the Malkus Mechanica in Shul of Persume Nisa, special aspect of Persume Nisa. So to Kiddush Shul. This is interesting because this Svara is in Rishonim, doesn't appear in the Gemara. That there's a special Inyan. Or Zeruah says it over.
There are other things in the Davening also. Are they made that Hashem created the world?
Other things in davening. Like what? But that's it. But Kiddush is very pronounced.
Aren't there some who hold that by saying Shemana Esrei, your Yotze Kiddush?
Look, we
say
yeah.
So.
I thought there were three
kids
on the Friday
night, but the thing about post can discuss that maybe you need kavana. And if most people don't have kavana when they're davening to an Esrei, then they should be on to kiddush. You have to be a shtickle lamnan. Not everyone's holding that.
So is there a makor for this idea about persume nisa, or is it just some the Rishonim just came up with it?
Yeah, the safe or Zeruah says it. I mean, it's in Rishonim. Or Zeruah has it. Let me see. It was a Rusa. He discusses the. Yeah, look on page 9 of the Ozarua. Fascinating thing, he says. On the left side of page 9, the first word on the line is Nohagu. Nohagu. Nohagu kudin uke Torah, ki takana sa tanaim amoraim hu. It's a takana of the tanaim and amoraim. The kaddish be'erv Shabbos u be'erv yontav, the kaddish is a Shabbos. U'l'hoyin Allah b'kiddush zeh she'yom kaddushu b'she'yontav hu. Lo niskan ikro klal bavur ha'orchim. That was not the real reason. Bein the Rav and Bein the Shmuel. El Lakidish Hayom Berabim Niskan. That's the same word that the Michtam says also. It was a public proclamation of the Shivas of Shabbos. Shivas of Shabbos. They have to, you know, publicize the Hashivas of Shabbos. And that's why they make a Kiddush and Shul. Even if, so this, see the Rambam is the one that says, oh, it's Orchim, Orchim, Orchim. But we don't have Orchim, so you have to say it's a Takana like Chazar Sashatz. There was a Ruah and the Michtam say a different word. But this Dindaraisa of claiming the sanctity of Shabbos Barab.
But he's saying it even stronger. I mean, he's saying that that's the reason for it. Rebbe Mechtam was saying we keep it because we keep the stuff in the door. And like, by the way, there isn't, it does accomplish something even nowadays. But he's saying Meikara, like it's a positive.
Yeah, this is what, this was the reason. This is the hidden reason of Kiddush and Shul. Not because of the Orchim, but it's to proclaim the sanctity of Shabbos Barabbas.
Well, because the Orchim business is in the Gemara.
Right.
You know, and this is only in the Rishon.
Right.
You have to say that the Gemara was hiding, you know.
It was hiding something.
Yeah. The intention was, but the Gemara doesn't work that way. But yes, you know, it's my only unlimited.
Were you ever been to the Ozaru's house?
I was in a shul.
You were in a shul.
We don't know where his house was, but.
But his shul, he was the rabbi of that shul?
Yeah.
What kind of shul was it? Was it bigger than this shul or smaller than this shul?
Bigger than this
show.
About the same length, but a little bit quieter.
Yeah, where was it? Where is it? Where is it?
Gene, underground.
Underground?
Yeah, now it's underground.
Then?
He was above, you know.
So how did we come, how to get underground?
You know, like, how come someone to the coast that was below ground? That's right. The way things are. People don't shop those in it.
Yeah, you read us a Doros, literally.
Because I agree on these Rishonim, it makes an argument for Chazaras Hashatz weaker for keeping the Chazaras Hashatz.
Right, because you don't have a precedent.
Yeah.
No, but like, that's not the way of the Gemara to like have secret meanings in it, is it? In halakhic passages.
And look at the Hesoros Tshuva on page 19. He writes page 19. The Yashif at the Tamid Das Minig Yisrael Torah Hu should be catching the Shabbos Yom Mitzvah. That's why Abe Zev Tuchem Achaim will get it wrong. In a reason Becha Rishon of Kadmoinim or Zeruah. So the Kiddush breaks down this kind of parson Kaddish Kedusha Hayom Blarab. The Tam Hagun Mo'od, Shekin Higu Hakan Moinim. Well, there Yesh Lo Pakti Itzaz and Lashu Mor. He says, well, here's your question, it's against the Gemara. But look at the footnote. Right? There was a rule, or the Guru himself, Yer Gishpatz from Kushizu. The Bachinu and Shmuel Amash, Yerush Olamo, Jesus, a close Olamo. I skipped this page. Olamo, Kedusha, Mishna. They also have a Kedusha, Mishna, 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 they hold the whole Ben Kiddush El Mokim Suda from Mishani Afuke Orchim Da'achli Shosim Beknes Zalgav Dikru Lava Hockey Hashem from Mokim Vidis Kavim Matzeisbo Nandu Efshar Leishi Yehiyotze. That's all. The Vadi Iker Takana Yerak Le Kiddush Kopen Ayom Rabim from Mokim Yagam Zeh Mishum Hotzi Orchim Nechazofim Alzeh Ikshul Shmuel Ben Kiddush Mokim Suda Ben Shaf Tam Del Kaddish Mekneses. So it's both. Yeah, but you're, I mean, so, and he says, there was a room to ask this question.
One second.
He's saying that that wasn't the reason, but if the Orchim wanna be Yotze, that they could. Yeah, look on page 9. On the bottom. The first word on the long page 9 on the left bottom. Hecha deleka yayin. There's a kiddush. It was a separate din that they made Kiddush and Shul, nothing to do with the Orchim. It was to publicly announce the Hashimus of Shabbos, the Rabbim, just like Sindin Kanaka Lechem.
Okay, could you just read the Biafal Gapti Karod Lav Lahaki Karakara?
Yeah, so even though that's not the real.
That's not the real reason
of is for the Orchim, so what? Why are you asking a question about the Orchim? The Eden is Kavain, but if the Orchim would have Kamana, Latzezbo, Mandel Efchale, Shehe Yotze. Someone who doesn't have any other opportunity, he could be Yotze with this. In other words, but that's not the real reason. The real reason is this, is the Kiddush Hashem Barabim. But the Orchim could also use it if they need.
So there was a question on Shmuel. What's the question on Shmuel according to the Orzangra?
There's one of the, there's a fringe benefit.
Or can we just read it inside? It
says like this. Meaning, so as you say, the assumption is that
I can't read it according to
you can't read the Gemara.
I can't read it according to the Lord's Sayyid.
I forgot the equal of the Chiasim from Mokum. His Kabbalah says, but he's saying, what do the Orchim get from this? What do the Orchim get if you're not having the Suda? And he said the same thing.
They
Right, the Orchim had a Suda in the Shul, but the Gemara is saying, before the Gemara knew that, the Gemara said that I don't understand the reason for the Kiddush. But according to those who are, there is a reason. So,
also, Rabbi, the Gemara in Pesachim is...
Yeah, what are you saying, Ari?
The Gemara on page one, the Lashon of the Gemara is Oisim B'nei Adam. It's not like this was a Takana. There were particular places that they had this minig that they made the... That doesn't seem much from the Lashon of the Gemara in Pesachim that it was a Takana. It says Oisim B'nei Adam Shekit Shibu Beis HaKnesses. It says Omarav. It doesn't say that this was a minig in Klal Yisrael. It says Oisim B'nei Adam.
Yeah. But he's saying that the main thing is this the Daraisa.
No, but meaning if you learn like the Oz Aruah that it was a takana to be mekadesh b'berab, and what's pshat in the Gemara and the lashon of Oisim b'nei Adam, should be no, everybody does it, and what's pshat with the minig that people make it? It's not Oisim b'nei Adam,
right?
No.
Yes. So, what do you say, Rabbi Carol? That's up there.
I'm sorry, I'm still reading the old side.
Yes. So, what do you say? So you're saying, yeah, that's how does the Gemara deal with it?
Yeah.
So he says that the Gemara is saying that was the real reason, but the Orchim could take advantage of this if they need for their own purpose. But the question is, what is Shmuel says you need Kiddush Brachim Suda to be able to say Kiddush.
Right.
So the same. They had Kiddush and Shul, even if they wouldn't have Orchim, they would need to have Kiddush and Shul. But it happens to be that the Orchim need to be Yotze their own private Kiddush. And you need Kiddush from Orchim Suda so they can tap a rein. But what are they accomplishing if they're not going to have the meal there? So the answer is they have the meal there. So then,
where does it say that?
Well, it was say, wow.
How are you accomplishing any Kiddush Elohim
Mashim Suda
with the
Kiddush and the Shul? Because they ate in the Shul. Achlu v'shachlu v'gadlu v'mei
k'nishta. So today we do it, it's like a Redis, so the way that we did it in the past. It's like, I'll have to read this. Shmur of Lama li l'kdushay v'vei k'nishta.
Meaning, what did we accomplish from the perspective? If you hold Kiddush Mokum Suda, and the assumption is that the Orchim are going to...
It's the same thing as Moha Amunah.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it's not right. So
right, but that's the rabbi. He's saying...
So a real we're not going to mention.
Right.
Which we all assume it's just...
right, that's what Dr. Einstein wanted. But,
yeah. Here's some nice thing. So then we ask, but nevertheless...
Nevertheless, the Orchim could...
Will have the Kiddush in the school.
But there's a rule said
it. Yeah, but you can't read it in there.
Yeah, so what do we do?
You just can't read it.
I asked that question.
You made a certain gift, so.
Don't read it.
And what does the Mechtam say? Yeah, the Mechtam? Front page.
Yeah.
Gam she yotzu yidei chavos of Lorem Shein. He's assuming that that was it's interesting because the idea of lighting Hanukkah menorah in the shul is also not in the Gemara. It's also not in the Gemara. That's all.
Well, the whole idea of Hanukkah is too daffin in Gemara Shabbos.
Right. Know,
like they ain't a heck of a lot of Hanukkah in the Gemara.
But it's interesting that the Rishonim had this new Hamtzah that wasn't in the Gemara. You still have to you like to make Kiddush and Shul irrespective of the Orchim, just to be have a public presuming Nisa of Shabbos.
Is there another mitzvah that is Shabbos in Kohen that person is supposed to
be? Thal Tosis.
Over there, I thought it was more Gilead.
Yeah. That's why Rabbi Lakewood and Rav could say that they don't have Chazar Sashas by Mitzvah, they have Hechik Kedusha. But Rabbi Bari told me that on Hanukkah they did. And he said, not every day in Hanukkah. They did on Hanukkah, they did Chazar Sashas because they have all Anisim publicly. But he said, not every day of Hanukkah to do it. I don't know which day they did, which day they didn't. But,
It would take too long. On the 8th day of Hanukkah. You know, by the 7th, 8th day, the davening just gets too long.
The footnote 43 here says that the Ritzgeius and the Nagagon or Rav Haigon were also Hecha Deleika Orchim.
Right.
Four lines down. Were Oser if they're not working, so they must have not held from the Rishon and Issa.
Maybe that's the cost of the Oser.
Oser, hey, the
Oser. That's why it's funny.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, not everyone says it.
Maybe.
And the shul,
it was like a minute Eric's.
Oh, your father didn't say it. In Prague?
No.
Minhagi Prague. We gotta look it up.
I have a Mwani library.
Yeah, no, the Rav has. Yeah, the Rav has Minhagi Prague. Yeah. Okay, but. Because why?
It's
close to the Shabbat, so it's like part of Shabbat. Like when Moshe Bigzatzal always diving for the Omer in the Erev Shabbos. Yeah, that was one of the best davenings to hear his Chazar Shabbos on Midfah there. Yeah, Erev Shabbos to daven for the Omer. Everyone Big also did have a Midfah on Shabbos. That was also always the Rav Gav Hagma and Mitzvah Shabbos.
Interesting, because by the
Sardim,
I think Hagma is regarded as
the Jiggish student, right? Okay, you'll work on it, Rabbi Carroll. I want you to work on it. You take a car back at home, you'll work on it. So is the rule. Yeah. Okay.
Just one last thing. The Baal Mikhtav is assuming that Kiddush Daraisa is only Kiddush Alakais, not Kiddush in the Avening.
Right. That could be because davening is a big question. Not everyone holds. That's only the discussion in the Moged Avraham and the others. Okay. Good enough, everybody.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Rob,
yeah.
When you're ready.